Sunday morning, 2:20, no, 2:16. All right, let's get it out of the way here. 2:16:25. This morning, before I got up, you know, I'll get up before the service to pray, and the Lord gave me a couple of things. First, and I'm not sure if this is a teaching, if it's a book, if it's a what. It's called The Making of an Apostle. Those came to me, so I'm going, okay, Lord, what's this about? And then I had this, watch your music, for many have been enticed to the dark side by it. Music has spirit behind it, so watch your music. Okay? That's just the cartoon before. All right, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called A Rescue Operation and Full Transparency. You can look in the media right now. The libtards are losing their minds. They're losing their minds. The liberals, the ones on the wrong side of the fence, they're losing their stuff. We're in a constitutional crisis. Since when do they care about the Constitution? Anyway, in 2025 will come the uncovering of lies. Nothing can stop what is coming. Full disclosure is coming and is even now here. They can run for their holes in the rocks, but it will not stop what is coming. Okay, I'm going to read a few scriptures throughout. Revelation 6 is the first scripture. They're doing everything they can, pulling out all the stops, trying to stop what is coming, and they can't. They've had their day, they've had their say, and now their end has come. All right, this is Revelation 6:15. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? There ain't no place to hide. There is no place for them to run. No more secrets. You can't hide anything from God. No more secrets. I'm going to look at some scriptures on that. This is Matthew 6:18. I'm telling you what, Doge is exposing everything. That has to be from the mind of God. Right here, 6:18. That thou appear, okay, let's do 70. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. He doesn't just see what his children do. He sees what everyone does. Mark 4:22. He's the one that sees in secret. When they think they're getting away with their stuff, he sees it. Mark 4:22, for there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret that it should come abroad. Okay, Luke 7:18. Well, that's not it. Luke 7:18. Well, I don't know what it was then. Okay, let's just move on. What is hidden will be disclosed. It might have been 7. Let me look at 7. No. Okay. What is hidden will be disclosed. Everything will be exposed for all to see. All the things that have been hidden under the seas will also be brought to light. Okay, go to Revelation. You know, there's cities. They said they found Atlantis and all kinds of things. National Treasure was a projection. What? They've done a lot of destroying of civilizations that are under the ocean. All right, 20, 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Then 21:1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. I think they have used the waters to hide their stuff. It's obvious. What is hidden will be disclosed. Everything will be exposed for all to see. All the things that have been hidden under the seas will also be brought to light. No more places to hide. They're evil. Remember the comment from Kim Clement. He said, A then Q. This is what Q is. It posed statements like questions to help the public figure out what was going on without coercion. It was always posed as a question, never to try to persuade anyone, but to get them to question the narrative, question what was going on. That's what Q was all about. Everything from the fall forward has been a mind control operation. Alice in Wonderland. Alice fell in a hole following a white rabbit. The child is lured underground so they can kidnap them and drain their blood, drink it, and sell it. The white rabbit is the symbol for adrenochrome. And I'm late. This is the rabbit with the watch. The last 8 years has been the uncovering of the dumbs. This operation, that's been the number one priority, to uncover what they've been doing to the children. And you know what God says about the children? It'd be better for you, you know, have a millstone about your neck, be thrown into the sea. Yeah. All right. Seems Ezekiel's hole on the wall was not the only time that God revealed to one of his men the evil that had been going on since the fall. This is Ezekiel chapter 8. It's called the hole in the wall. Same bunch, by the way. Same bunch. They're doing this underneath the temple. These are the religious folk. The Jews, the religious folk. Starting with verse 1 there. And it came to pass in the 6th year, in the 6th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord fell there upon me. Seemed like the Lord's been trying to expose this bunch for a long time. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins even downward, fire, and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of a hand, and took me by a lock of mine head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate. That Rothschild operation, maybe? There, that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then say unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. And he said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here? See, they're doing one thing up top and another thing in the basement. Sound familiar? It's what the Freemasons used to do. They may still do it. That I should go far from my sanctuary, but turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. He brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. They have shown over the years pictures of these places that are underground, like under D.C. It's a whole city down under there, underneath. And another world is going on, that world of the white rabbit, Alice in Wonderland. It's been going on under our feet. We thought it was just a movie. No, they were projecting what they do. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. And he said also unto thee, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then said he unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see the greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the center court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. Then he said unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in fury, mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, and though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. Seems the same thing's going on today. A few other movies come to mind. There's many. Peter Pan and Island of Lost Boys. What went on under Epstein Island? There was other islands. Epstein was not the only one. That what you saw on top was not really what was going on. It was what was going on. Many stories underneath. All these movies are Disney movies, and they use their cruises in their same area to kidnap children. Q presented footage of naked adults and naked children down under there. They were kind of faded out where you knew what it was, but you couldn't see what they were. Snow White, the witch with the poison apple. Is this Big Pharma? I don't know. The Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, pulling the strings, controlling all your money through the Federal Reserve. Through your strawman account, they have stolen you blind. The Lord spoke through Danny a prophecy on 7/5/24 about the crash coming, and he said to buckle up. It's not just the crash of the financial system, but the crash of all systems. The Lord is saying to comfort those around you and don't be impatient with them, for many of them will be in such despair that many will take their lives. We must follow the Holy Spirit during this time to help as many as He leads us to, so they will not perish. We have the truth that they can cling to. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Keep lifting up those in this undercover operation, for many of them have sacrificed their lives to uncover what we are about to see. After the cleanup, this is what we will see and live in forever. This is Revelation chapter 19. I know y'all have heard this, some of this before, but it doesn't hurt to have a refresher because these are the times we live in. Whether apparent or not, it's going on. Like I said, the liberals are losing their minds because they know everything that they have stolen from us for millennia is about to be gone, and they have no more resources. They can't hide. So I just wanted you to be aware of what's really going on and take it into account for people that don't know the truth. They're going to lose their crap too. All right. And don't tell them, I told you so. I tried to tell you. Just have compassion for them, okay? And after these things, I heard a great voice. This is chapter 19 of Revelation. Of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. I hope they have a permanent, eternal flame like a bonfire for all to see as a reminder. It says it will, smoke will rise up forever and ever as a memorial. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. His wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. So they're going to be the supper this time instead of the children. They've eaten the children. They've eaten others too. They've drank their blood. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. We get to observe the downfall. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not, and thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and righteousness he doth judge and make war. We're seeing the alliance go in and do this cleanup operation, but in the spirit, it's a different story right here. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Crowns represent sovereignty and authority. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of God Almighty. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, if they're losing their stuff right now, when they see him, what do you think they're going to do? Well, it says they're going to cry. Open the rocks so we can not have to face him. I saw an angel standing in the sun and cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. They don't have anything left. Nothing. The beast was taken, within the false prophet. These are systems, you understand? Not just a person that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of the burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that was upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Now 20, 11 and 12. And I saw a great white throne, him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. I told you, there ain't nothing secret that won't be revealed. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Okay. This is what is coming. Nothing can stop what is coming. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. No more secrets. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. This is us we're talking about. We're not talking about a city, a literal city. We're talking about the church. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountains of the water of life freely, and he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and believing and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, and precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. And I'm not going to go into the gates, but you get the point. This is our future. This is where we're headed. Right here, 22 says, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb of the temple of it. The city had no need of the sun, nor of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And all the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, but there shall be no more night. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Doesn't sound like we just all float off to heaven, does it? No, we're going to have a city that's the builder and maker of, that's God. There will be no more trickery or deceit in this city. All the offense will be weeded out of this kingdom. There'll be full transparency. There won't be any of this shenanigans ever be allowed again to happen. Okay, just telling you.